Hello, my name is Ian Beaton. I'm one of your current provincial councillors. I've served in this position a number of years. The role of councillor is essentially to act as a bridge between the local membership and the provincial office and executive. Provincial council acts as the federation's form of legislative assembly, in essence. We get information from provincial office, we ask questions of executive, we debate and vote on resolutions, we scrutinize budgetary matters, we provide advice and direction to the provincial executive. As councillor, I have listened to the discussions and participated when I saw the need and brought information back to the district executive and district council. I also help bring issues forward from the district executive and council to the meeting at provincial council. I use my own judgment as a classroom teacher in assessing the issues that arise. I also try to act on behalf of the general membership of the teacher OT bargaining unit of District 16. I voted against the new benefit plan because it required us to start paying and didn't seem to offer us benefits beyond what we currently had. But now the responsibility is to try to ensure that it is implemented as trouble-free as possible and to make sure that members have access to what they need through that new plan. In the next 2 years, we'll also need to give attention to the provincial government's approach to education funding and to the two-tiered collective bargaining structure. The result of the upcoming election provincially will influence this, and OSSTF will have to develop a strategy that can effectively respond to and proactively shape the actions of those at Queen's Park. I applaud the decision at AMPA this year to plan a conference on research-based pedagogy, since we need our own data to challenge the claims and initiatives promoted, often uncritically, by the ministry. If we're to take on the government, we need ammunition, and I think this is one way to start gathering it. At local level, as a member of the district executive, there's also issues. The new POR process is causing some concern, grievances, etc. We need to monitor that going forward. The process of hiring LTOs in contracts due to Regs 274 remains more unwieldy than it really needs to be, and we need to see if we can improve that. The board's move to a new platform online, EdSpy, to replace TeachAssist and other things, is of concern to me because I'm worried that it may be a kind of assault upon our own professional judgment by dictating how teachers are to plan and deliver and evaluate curriculum. So we need to watch that going forward. I've approached this position conscientiously in the past, and I would be honored to continue to serve you as one of your provincial councillors.